We're going to go to the book of Numbers, chapter number 9. Book of Numbers, chapter number 9, verse number 15. Praise God. Numbers chapter 9, verse number 15, we're reading down through probably verse number 23. Hallelujah. Could you ask the Lord to help us here tonight? Dear God, I ask you in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that your Spirit would overshadow this congregation of people. Lord, we need the cloud of your presence, the power of God to descend in this house. We're helpless and hopeless, God, without the moving of the Holy Ghost. My God, we need you tonight, Lord, to stand beside us, Lord. We need the undergirding of the Holy Ghost. I pray you deal with the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, we pray. Lord, I ask you just to hover near us, God. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Numbers chapter number 9. Verse number 15, the Bible said, and on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at evening there was upon the tabernacle, as it was, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. When the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after the children of Israel journeyed and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. And according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it was 2 days, or a month, or a year. I believe we need to stay with the Spirit of God, don't you? Oh, yes. Amen. That the cloud, whether it was there 3 months, or 2 days, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents, and journeyed not, but when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. I'd like to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, on staying with the cloud. Staying with the cloud. Praise the Lord. This cloud by day and a fire by night served as a sign of divine provision. Protection. Divine power. Amen. Oh, yes. It was also characterized by the purity of those that was near the cloud. Amen. The camp of the Israelites was organized in a very special way. The Bible tells us that there was over 600,000 men of fighting age. And so, amen, depending on which commentator you read, there was 2 to 3 million people probably. Amen. If you just go to considering, amen, maybe they had a wife and children and everything. There was a lot of folks there. Amen. I don't really know just exactly. Y'all, some of y'all probably could tell me how many is in this metropolitan area. But there's a lot of folks here. But there was a lot of people that God was leading through the wilderness by His Spirit. Amen. There was an organization, amen, that God had, amen, all through the Old Testament. Amen. As it comes around the first of the year, we start back reading, amen, through it, and you begin seeing the order that God laid out. Amen. He had the priest, amen, there at the tabernacle. Amen. They was in the inner circle. Amen. There around the tabernacle where the cloud of God abode. They were there. Amen. And then on the east side, there were three tribes. Amen. On the west side, there was three tribes. On the north side, there was three tribes. And the south side, there were three tribes of Israel. Amen. Everything was centered. Amen. Around the tabernacle and around the cloud that abode over the tabernacle. Amen. I hope the Holy Ghost helps me here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, as long as the cloud abode over the tabernacle, the children of Israel stayed in their tents. Amen. But when the cloud moved, amen, whichever direction it went, amen, the Levites, amen, they got their things together, amen, and they followed the cloud, amen, and every other tribe fell in order, amen, and followed it wherever, amen, that it led. Oh, hallelujah, yes it did. There was an order, amen, that they had. I want to remind us here tonight, and it seems as if of late, I've been a broken record on this subject, and so I guess I'll just keep saying it until, amen, I get to where I don't feel like saying it no more. Amen. But you know, God's got a divine leadership in the church. Amen. He set a pastor over the church. Amen. The pastor, amen, will be the first one that God deals with. Amen. It shows him the direction of the church. Praise God. Amen. Yes, it is. And if you want to stay, amen, with God's presence and with God's power and God's anointing, you've got to follow God's man. Amen. Did you hear what I said? You got to follow God's man. Amen. Because the anointing, if you'll remember, the anointing oil that flowed, amen, down, amen, down upon Aaron from his head. Amen. It flowed down Aaron's beard. Amen. I will tell you tonight that the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the church will flow from the head, from the pastor, from the man of God that's standing in the gap and making up the heads for the church. Amen. And if you want to abide, amen, where the Spirit of the Lord is and the power of God is, you've got to stay with God. God's man. I said, you got to stay with God's man. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So, the children of Israel journeyed. They followed the cloud. Amen. They stayed near. Amen. His presence. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We, amen, as children of God, amen, we may not have this physical cloud. Amen. Amen. Showing us which direction to go. Amen. But we need the Holy Ghost who lets you in the wilderness of this world. We need the Spirit of God to direct our footsteps. The Bible said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. God's got a place and a plan and a way. Amen. For your life. Amen. Yes, He does. But I also want to tell you that the devil also has a plan. Amen. And a purpose. Amen. For your life as well. I hope I can preach this tonight to you. I feel like I need to preach on staying with the cloud. Amen. He's got a plan. And did you know, amen, that you can limit the power of God in your life and the effectiveness of your ministry and the effectiveness of your life, amen, by limiting God and not following God wholly. You see, not all the children of Israel, all, amen, stayed with the cloud. Amen. There were those that rebelled. Amen.
there were those, amen, that thought that their way was better. Amen, but their bones bleached out in the wilderness. Amen, and they died there in the wilderness. Amen, but Joshua and Caleb, amen, and some of the children, amen, followed the cloud and followed God's presence and went into Canaan land. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, church, amen, before you is set an open door, you can follow God's Spirit and God's power, amen, or you can reject it and go your own way and limit your influence, amen, and limit the power of God in your life and limit the blessings and the provisions of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I want to stay with the cloud.
Amen. One of the first things here I want you to notice, amen, that was around this cloud. Amen. This cloud, if you wanted to be near the cloud, amen. I hope this get better after a while. Amen. But I got a little bit of preaching here to do. Amen. Before, amen, we can get to the better part. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Around the cloud, amen, was a place of purity. Amen. We read in the Bible where Miriam, amen, she was struck with leprosy. Amen. Because of her rebellion. Amen. We all know that leprosy really is kind of a typology of sin in the Bible. Amen. She was struck with leprosy. Amen. And said in the Bible, if she had been spit in the face, amen, she'd have to abide outside the camp 10 days. And so, amen, they put her without the camp. Amen. That distanced her away from the Spirit and the presence of God. Amen. I want to tell you tonight that sin will always separate you from the power of God. Oh, yes, it will. Amen. Rebelling against the authority of the man of God and the pastor will distance you from the power of God. You want to kill your anointing? You just go to heaven. Preacher for breakfast and lunch and supper. Hallelujah. You want to distance your move of the Holy Ghost? Amen. You just go to crucifying Brother David and putting him on the cross. Amen. Before your children. Hallelujah. He didn't tell me to preach this. Amen. I preach this. Amen. Whether he told me or not, and he didn't tell me. Amen. I want you to know tonight, amen, that sin will not be close to the power of God. Amen. There's a purity that is around the cloud. And if you want to get God's presence and have God's power, you've got to deal with the sin issue. Amen. I said, you've got to deal with the sin issue. You've got to get rid of sin. Amen. You wonder why there's no anointing. Could it be that there's sin in the camp? Do you wonder why there's no power when you sing, and no glory be to God? Oh, hallelujah. Could it be there's sin in the camp? And if you want to be near God's power and God's presence, you've got to have a pure life.
2 Corinthians 6 and 17 said, wherefore, come out from among you, among them, and be separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Cleanse 7 and 1 from all filthiness of the flesh, and the Spirit perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. You cannot expect to fill your mind with ungodliness. Amen. Whether it's through music, new movies, or magazines, and expect to still be near the cloud and to experience the power and the touch of God. I was reading an illustration last night. Amen. Somebody had some turkeys that they fed. Amen. Some old rotten shrimp too. Amen. They put that turkey on the table. Amen. They cooked it. It looked good. Amen. It looked great. Amen. But they took a bite of it, and it was all infiltrated with the taste of rotten shrimp. Oh, my Lord. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Amen, but I want you to know. Amen, but if you feed your mind on carnality, if you feed your mind on worldliness, and old Hank Williams Jr., and you fill your mind with honky-tonk drinking, and you fill your mind, amen, with adultery and fornication, amen, because that's what country and Western music is full of. If you fill your mind with those things, you can't help but taint the spiritual man and distance yourself from the power and the touch of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We need a people of God that'll say, I'm going to draw near the cloud. I'm going to put away the sin. I'm going to put away the worldliness. I'm going to put away the things that's separating me from God and get to that place of purity where the power of God's at. Hallelujah. Isaiah 50:10-11 says, speak of those walking in the light of their own fire, sparks they've kindled. This ye have in my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Amen. Some people, they can kindle their own little fire. Oh God. Amen. But I want divine fire. I want the divine power of God. Amen. But also, not only was it a place of purity, amen, but it was also a place of divine protection. Amen. From Zechariah 2:5 said, for I said, the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire. Amen. Around about. And I'll be the glory in the midst of her. And he that toucheth you, amen, toucheth the apple of his eye. Praise God. He was a wall of fire around them and a glory within. Praise God. Amen. They couldn't get to him and there was glory all around. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. The children of Israel came down to the Red Sea. Amen. Waters in front of them, Pharaoh's army behind. Amen. But when they long as they stayed with the cloud, there was divine protection. Amen. The waters parted and they went across on dry land. Many other nations mightier, amen, than them. Amen. But God gave divine protection. Amen. The Bible said he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hey, I don't know about you. Amen. Amen, but I need God's protection, and I need God's power, and I'm going to do whatever it takes, amen, to stay near the cloud of God's presence. Not only is, amen, the cloud a place of God's protection, amen, but it's also a place of divine provision. Amen, he fed them with manna, amen, from heaven. Amen. 600,000 men would be a lot of manna. Not counting women and children. Amen. And servants and camels and oxen. Amen. But God's got a divine supply. God's got a divine ability. He brought water out of the rock. He sweetened the water. Hey, I want you to know, amen, that God knows exactly those that are his. Amen. And if you'll stay near his cloud, amen, he's got divine provision. Amen for you. I remember the story of Brother, amen, Harold Hatfield. He told about how he was pastoring a church. Amen. Money was tight. Amen. He didn't know how that he was going to feed everybody. Amen. But he walked out and there was a dirt road, went down in front of his church. Bread truck came running through there. Amen. The back door flew open and a loaf of bread fell out on the road. Amen. Divine provision. Amen. You've heard the story about the man that knelt down to pray. Amen. They did. They set the table, if I remember right. Amen. They didn't have any food, but they heard some bumps on the side of the house. Amen. God done sent quail again. Hey, I want to tell you. tell you, amen, that when you're God's person, amen, when you stay close to the cloud, amen, not only is it a place of purity and a place of protection, but it's a place of provision, amen, whether it's financial, amen, or spiritual. Hey, I don't care what your need is here tonight, amen, God's presence and the Holy Ghost can meet it. I don't care what your need is. If you're low in spirit, why don't you move close to the cloud? Why don't you move close to the tabernacle of the Most High and realize that there's help underneath the cloud of God's presence? Hallelujah. His eyes are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. He led them 40 years in the wilderness. Clothes didn't wax old. Shoes didn't get old upon the feet. Oh, what a miracle. Amen. Oh, but I forgot. God don't move like that no more. That was back in the days of Moses. I'm sorry, I forgot. Amen. God don't do things like that no more. God, that's not right, is it? God still moves. God still provides. Amen. God still blesses. Amen. Those that'll stay near the cloud. Hallelujah. Amen. This cloud was also a place of supernatural miracles. Oh, yes, it was. Amen. It was a place of power. Amen. Oh, look. Amen. When there was sin in the camp. Amen. And they held the brazen serpent up. Amen. There in the midst of the camp. Amen. The typology of Jesus Christ. Amen. And everybody that looked at the serpent, amen, was healed of the deadly wound. Oh, God. Hey, I'll tell you what. I still have confidence in the church of the living God. Amen. This is a place where God's presence is. Amen. And men and women come into this church that's bound by sin, that's been bitten by the serpent. Amen. And they can just look to Jesus and find right there underneath the cloud the brazen serpent that can take a man with black sin and morph him in red blood and make him whiter than snow. Hey, underneath the cloud is still a place of supernatural miracles and power and strength. He's still able to save underneath the cloud. He's still able to fill with the baptism of the Holy Ghost underneath the cloud. Amen. Not long. It's been, I guess, maybe a year now. We had several folks pray through the baptism of the Holy Ghost at our church. We had some young folks that got hungry for God. Amen. Start seeking the Lord. And they found out that underneath the cloud, there's still that supernatural miracle of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, yes, there is. You know what? It's good for the young, and it's good for the old. Hallelujah. It don't matter who you are. Amen. The distance between you and God is determined by you. I said the distance between you and God is determined by you. Are you willing to do what it takes to go near the cloud? Oh, hallelujah. And be near the tabernacle and feel His presence and feel His power. Holy Ghost won't dwell in an unclean temple. Amen. So if you're willing to pay the price, if you're willing to sanctify your life and draw near the cloud, amen, you can have all of God that you want. You can have all this power that you desire. Oh, hallelujah. I want to stay near the cloud. Place of supernatural miracles. Hallelujah. Walls of Jericho fell. Hey, amen. They went through the sea. They went through the Jordan River. Miriam's leprosy was healed. Hey, amen. Battles supernaturally won. Hey, amen. Hailstones falling from heaven. Hey, amen. Victories being won. Moses' hands being stayed up. Hey, amen. And while the divine, miraculous hand of God, hey, amen, worked. Hey, amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hey, amen. Moses' hands were stayed up. Hey, amen. Hey, amen. By Aaron and Hur. Hey, amen. They didn't say, hey, amen, here I go again. They didn't say, hey, amen, let me hold them up. Moses, I'll hold my hands up. But no, they said, Moses, let me hold your hands up. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. And they had miracle working power. Hey, amen. Showed right there to them. Hey, amen. We come on over to the New Testament. Hey, amen. Jesus told his disciples to go tarry in Jerusalem. Hey, amen. And wait for the promise of the Father, amen, to be given to them. The Bible said he was seen of above 500. Amen. But in the day of Pentecost, there was only 120 there. Oh, yes. Amen. I believe, amen, the Holy Ghost could have fell anywhere. Amen. But it fell in Jerusalem because, amen, Jesus said that's where they were supposed to go. That's what they were supposed to do. And because of their obedience, amen, and their following the Spirit of the Lord, they were all filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Notice, amen, I don't know whatever happened to the 380. Amen, but they were not spoken of there on the day of Pentecost. Amen. They were not obedient. They didn't go to the place where the crowd was. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. That's why it's important to come to God's house on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. That's why it's important to go to camp meeting and revival. Amen. Because that's where God's crowd is. That's where God's Spirit is. I know you can get filled with the Holy Ghost at home. Amen. But statistically speaking, there's a lot more people that get filled with the Holy Ghost in the house of God than anywhere else. There's a lot more people that get divine healing in the house of God than they do anywhere else. Oh, let's draw near to the crowd. Let's draw near to the Spirit of the Lord and the power of God. Stay near the cloud. Mark chapter number 2, the Bible said it was noised. He was in the house. Oh God. Holy Ghost on the inside. Come on in the house. Holy Ghost on the inside. You know, we've all got the decision to make in our lives. Steps we're going to take to draw near to the cloud. Are you willing to push back the plate? You willing to make yourself a personal altar? Are you willing to let the Holy Ghost deal with you and put His finger on your sin and deal with your life in the area that you need to deal with to draw near the cloud? It's your decision. It's my decision. It's our decision how close to the cloud we stay. The stragglers, they saw it from a distance. Some people, that's enough. Man, we had a great service. Man, so-and-so shouted, and so-and-so, I mean, they danced. Man, we had a great service. What'd you do? Boy, I saw it all. Man, they got in. Oh, I'm telling you, man, it was great. Man, I'll tell you, well, that one guy, he came across them pews. I didn't beat anything. Man, it was wonderful. They saw it from a distance. But you know how I like it? I like it when I don't know who shouted. I like it when I don't know who ran. Amen. Because I was right in the middle of them. Feeling the glory doodads run up and down my spine. I like it when it's me feeling the glory. Amen. I like it when it's me feeling the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I live for God's presence. I live for God's power. I live for God's anointing. And I say, God, whatever it takes to have your anointing and to have your presence and have your power, Lord, that's what I'm willing to do. I gotta stay near the cloud. I don't want a long distance experience. It's those that have a long distance experience that's going to die in the wilderness. The devil's going to get you. You hang off by yourself. You don't fellowship with the house of God. You don't pray. You don't read God's word. Hey man, devil's going to get you. You ever heard somebody say, boogeyman going to get you? And it scared me to death as a kid. I'd go to the shop building and come back. I do declare there was footsteps behind me. And the faster I ran, the faster it ran. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you here tonight that the devil is not just a little guy in a red suit with a pitchfork and horns. Amen. But I'll tell you what, you get away from God's Spirit, you'll not see anything wrong with anything. You get away from God's power. Amen. Standards go out the door and everything else. Hallelujah. But when you get near God's power, amen, you'll see a need for purity. Amen. But also, amen, not only that, but you'll see an increase in divine healing. You'll see an increase in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the manifestation of the Spirit of God. I want to stay near the cloud and the presence and the power of Almighty God. I want my wife to come. I want to read this scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. We're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual meat. All did drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. They were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. People sit down to eat and drink, rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed. And fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Praise God. I'll quit there. These things were written for a purpose. God put them in there, and if you'll think about it and understand it a little bit, you'll see that human nature is not changed all that much. We have that tendency, as the brother said, to want to do our own thing and go our own way. Amen. And I know sometimes it's easy to get up here and preach, say, stay with the cloud, bless God. But I also know that devil likes to become an angel of light sometimes. And I've heard sincere people say, well, I felt like the Lord dealt with me, that was okay, and it don't condemn me. But understand this, church. Understand this. If it's in black and white, you don't have to feel condemned. You don't have to have a light shine from heaven and tell you if it's in black and white. Take it as it is. Plain and simple. Let God deal with you. And stay with the cloud. Sometimes young preachers, you know, I've seen some jump out on the evangelistic field way too early. Come back, backslide, lose out on God. The pressure was too much. So, young preachers, you better be sensitive to the Spirit of God and His leading in your life. Do what the pastor asks you to do. Don't just jump out and say, I feel like doing this. You wait till the Holy Ghost deals with you to do it. And it'll be all right then. Amen. Amen. Oh, God, I've got in over my head. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the Lord tonight. I don't know if I can convey the message as much as I feel it tonight. How much we are dependent, church, on the Spirit of God. Oh, you've got loved ones that's lost and undone without God. And unless we have a move of the Holy Ghost, they're probably not going to get saved. We've got children coming up that need to feel the power of God. We've got young marrieds and teenagers that need to be shouting and running the aisles and feeling the glory of God in their soul. Oh, Brother George, we need the cloud. I would the Holy Ghost would sweep over this building right now. I would the Spirit of God would hover over us right now. We need His presence, church. We need His presence. Would you cry out for His presence? Moses said, Lord, Lord, how can we go up except Your presence go with us? Oh, we'll sanctify the camp, Moses said. We'll do whatever, Lord. Just let Your presence go with us. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Let's stand tonight, church, if you would. Oh, Holy Ghost, we need You. Oh, Holy Ghost, we need Your presence. I tell you, I'm going to do this altar call tonight. If you sense how much we need the presence of God, would you come to this front and say, Lord, I want to draw near to the cloud. Oh! Oh, God! If you sense how much we need God, would you come to this front, throw your hands in the air and say, God, I want Your presence. I want Your power. I want Your anointing. I want Your blessing. I want Your I want to see your divine miracles. I want to see signs and wonders and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We need the cloud of His presence. It's a place of purity. It's a place of provision.